Why does it have to be in our community? I don't care what other communities are saying right now. Like, because right now, this is something I feel like needs to be, I feel like we should fix our home base first before we try to fix outward things. Because we have to learn to love our people. You know what I'm saying? If we're really going to try to make this shit work.
Hello, 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 children of the internet. You're listening to the Neon Black Podcast, where we talk about nerd culture, philosophy, and the philosophy of nerd culture, and anything else that fits the mood. I'm your first host, Remy, first son of Van Hohenheim and Designer Supreme. Now let me introduce you to our second host.
Hey, yo, it's E from the A, wielder of the pen and the sword, and introducer of our third host.
It's your boy Kevin, aka Kevlar, aka the Hood Metal Alchemist.
Ooh.
And finally, and lastly, I want to pass it off to my boy.
Signing on through Spectrums of Neon, it's the Cloudborn Hero, aka, but most people call me Mikey. Let's turn on the lights.
I feel like just in the Black community, I've find a appreciation for Black women. I think around like high school years, I was into white women a lot, and it was like, because, you know, Black girls just didn't like me. They didn't like how I acted, whatever. But I appreciate them throughout high school, and I've grown to really, really find them beautiful. And, like, there are some very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Black women. And it just seems like the ones that it deemed pretty or that is it for a Black woman are the ones that are sexualized, like always twerking or, like, no name isn't as big as she is because she talks about shit J. Cole does. But then you get like, and like before Doja made her Move song, I still like Doja Cat. I still like her music, but she made the Move song. And then all of a sudden she was popping because now she was like over-sexualized. And then we get like, you know, our Nicki Minaj's, and like, I'm not taking anything away from these women and stuff like that, but it just seems like a lot of the women that are put, Black women that are put and hierarchy have to over-sexualize themselves to be seen. Because, like, not everybody can be a Viola Davis. Not everybody can be, you know, an Oprah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they have to portray things with their bodies and stuff like that. And, like, it just seems like that's not it. And I don't want the world to think, like, that is what a beautiful Black woman looks like or is. Because there's a lot of us. It's not like... people look at our group and they think like they see what they see on TV and then that's it. And so they don't look at the subsections of what, like, we're also like going back to before, we're all human. Like, obviously there's different differences in every community. You know what I'm saying? But why does it just seem like for a Black woman to get power, they have to like sexualize themselves? You know?
I think that's because when you're living in, especially in America, I'd call America the white man's world. If you play, basically, if you sell your soul, kind of, like, as a person, and play by his rules, you can get whatever you want out of the masses. I want to explain, like, a little more so I don't sound, you know, tinfoil hat. But if you look back in time, a lot of the times there were, you could look like in old textbooks and stuff, where there was an obsession with the Black female body, like even going back to the slave days, where they would put like women or, and also men as well, like they would strip them naked and put them in cages just so white people can like obsess and fascinate their bodies. There's also been, like, you know, famous white artists that have been known. I think there's one who does a lot of like photography of like negrophilia. For example, if you've ever seen the picture of Kim K with a cup on her ass, I think, and she's like, she's pouring something like onto the cup that's sitting on her ass. That photo was inspired by this dude who was like always heavily sexualized, like Black women and like all of like pretty much of his works and his muses were black women, but like always hypersexualized, always with them, not their clothes off and stuff like that. So it's like I think it's like it happens to a lot of women, that if you're hypersexual, you'll be popular for the wrong reasons. It even happens at smaller levels. Like if, I don't know, you wear more revealing clothes, you'll get attention from guys, but maybe the wrong attention and stuff like that. But I think Cardi B actually spoke about it the best, which is weird to say because not a lot of people like to think she's smart.
Cardi B is smart.
But she Cardi B is smart as shit. She knows how to play the fucking game. Heavy. I respect her. But there is this one live that made me respect her the most, where she talked about her first album, Invasion of Privacy. And she has a song that I really loved because I wanted to give her album a chance and didn't want to write her off as a one-hit wonder. But she has a song called Be Careful that talks about, you know, it actually goes against like the stereotype of, you know, black women always being strong or black women being angry and stuff like that. It's talking about how Offset cheated and hurt her feelings. And she's talking about her vulnerabilities and how, you know, hard it was for her to like accept her back in. And she's saying, you know, be careful with my emotions because like I let you in once, I might not let you in again. It was honestly like not quite like, you know, the stuff that you would see in like Beyonce's Lemonade, but the subject matter she was talking about, it was incredible. Fast forward, this is the song on her album, I think she said in the live, that got the least amount of plays. And she was told pretty much that people, like the general populace, doesn't want to hear shit like that. They don't want to hear authentic shit about, you know, a woman dealing with her emotions, or especially a black woman or a Latinx woman dealing with their emotions. What gets people off, what gets them in the club, what is like regurgitated over and over again by the masses is, you know, your pussy popping, tits out, stuff like that. Just the craziest of shit. I actually like that you bring Doja Cat up as a good example, because like after Moo did come out, and even Moo was kind of like sexualized with her little cow bra titty thing going on. Yeah. I listened to some of her old music and I kind of liked it. It had like fun, poppy elements. Yeah, poppy elements. She was really honest. But if you listen to like the stuff that came out around the, I sound like such a tinfoil hat, around the time that she became like bigger, it was more like your mainstream pop music that you would hear about, you know, like, especially they only like to put them in like such a small lane as black women, where you're talking about your ass and like your titties and like how you make a nigga come quick and shit like that. But like you would never hear, like, for example, I think Rhapsody, female MC, heavily respected by like, I guess, like a lot of lyricists and stuff like that. She never gets the accolades, but like if you listen to, I think Kyle actually put me on her. She has this album that came out in 2017 that was amazing. Like when it came, I think she worked together with The Alchemist, like in beat production. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, how did I not know about this album till now? And I'm listening to it and she's talking about the craziest of shit. And I think even her new album, she has an album called Eve, and like every song on that album is named after like very prodigious like black women, whether it be Sojourner Truth or like Eve from the Bible and stuff like that. And she has like so many songs about different shades of femininity, but that shit will never get blasted into the airwaves because the shit that I guess, you know, your record labels want you to listen to, that keeps you down and out, that makes you only think one certain way, like that women are only successful if they're over-sexualized or they're, I don't know, fucking the suburban housewives in like white spaces, that stuff is just going to keep getting propagated. And I think that's kind of sad to see, because like a lot of people Don't listen to, you know, even though there's like sexual things here and there, like, you know, your Georgia Smiths, your Erykah Badus, your her. Like, I recently got into her. She's a phenomenal fucking artist. She is great. I love her music. And I don't know. I think it's sad to see, and I agree with you, Mikey, that sometimes I think that while a woman should, you know, have agency over her body and should be able to do what the hell she wants to do, kind of, I think that the problem we are seeing, we can see it like at like high levels where it's like you see it in the music, whatever, or even at like low levels where, like, because we listen to this music that's hypersexualized. I even see it, like, you know, in some of my older friend groups are going to parties, is like men will call certain women lame, like, if they're not overly sexualized, trying to twerk, you know. It's like, if you're the fucking black girl next door, like the cute black girl next door, good luck.
Yeah.
Good fucking luck. Because everything in our media makes it seem like, you know, black women are the most sexually promiscuous out of all women or something like that.
Right.
I see, anytime I see, like, you know, any non-black and talk to, like, some of my homegirls, you can see it in the eyes. They're just like, oh, they're fucking, it's a black girl. Just how, you know, you sometimes see, like, white women do the same thing with black men. They'll be like, oh, it's a black man. He got a fucking big dick and he's gonna fuck me. Like, there's no tomorrow and shit like that. And I'm like, God damn, y'all are not only brainwashed, but racist as fuck. If you think that the only way a person can be is the way you see them on TV or in music.
Okay. I also want to piggyback on what you're saying real quick, or what you said. I just wanted to be known that if a girl wants to do twerking or do whatever, be sexual with her body, she can. I don't care. I'm just concerned about the fact that it seems like black women have to do that to get noticed. That's just what I want to say real quick. But yeah, anyone else? E-Man, you got something to say?
It is a sad thing that, like, actually that was a good example that Kev brought up about, like, the black girl next door. Folks are going to look at her and just be like, eh, you know, like, she ain't got it. She ain't got what we're looking for. So, you know, you can be cute, but it don't mean, it for some reason somehow means less if you're black, or it's, that seems to be the case. That's a sad thing, but I guess it just has it's got like a historical foundation. Like, it's the result of a lot of different things. But Slick low key is kind of perpetuated. I mean, it's perpetuated by a lot of people, but it definitely can be just unconsciously perpetuated in just everyday conversations with your boys. Like, you know, we got some friends where, you know, someone will send a picture in the chat and just be like, you know, like, what y'all think of this girl? Which is have a problem in itself. But, like, no, the first comments you'll see are like things like, oh, she, you know, she ain't got no ass, or, you know, she flat chested and things like that. And it's like, on the one hand, it is a preference thing, but on the other hand, like, I don't know. I feel like we might be conditioned unconsciously to want that more in certain kinds of girls than others. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I feel like growing up, I would have been much more receptive to a girl that didn't have, to a white girl that wasn't overly sexualized than, like, not even just the black girls, but just, like, other types of girls. And that's, like, probably, that's definitely almost because of the media and just fucking, I'm rewatching Lost, like, the first season, and we're, you know, like, Kate is, like, she's, like, part girl next door, part, like, bad girl kind of thing. And she's definitely presented in a way the audience is supposed to be like, oh, she's, like, she's a vixen, you know? Like, she's like, super desirable by everybody. But I'm looking at her now, I'm just like, she does not, she's not checking the box for me, personally. You know, I'm just like, yeah, she's cute, but she not, you know, like, why is the show focusing on that so much? I already have a problem with that. But that's like a media thing, you know, where they
like it's like for some reason it's like a major aspect of their character that they're attractive. And to the show's credit, and I don't want to get a tangent on Lost, but it doesn't like focus on it too much. But it's definitely like in the first few episodes, like the camera angles, and there will have scenes with like some of the characters, female characters specifically, like bathing themselves. They're on an island, so they're like bathing themselves with like seawater. I'm like, this is not adding anything to the plot. But I know what y'all doing it for, you know, y'all doing it for that lowest denominator that is somehow for some reason only interested in this. But to get back to it, it's like the standards for beauty change so often. Well, I guess looking at it from like a high level, it seems often. Like in our lifetime, you know, it's more of a gradual shift. But I don't know. It's a shitty thing. I don't know if I can even personally pinpoint like a reason for it. Like I said, I feel like it's the result of a couple of things. But regardless of it, I can definitely pinpoint some like negative like effects, like the things that artists of different ethnicities have to do to even get to the level that they want is unfortunate. But, there's a lot of
I was gonna say real quick that I think thinking about it and like especially with everything you guys are saying, I feel like with at least with black women, I could probably go with every ethnicity though. I feel like it's almost like, you can stick with music for now, like it's almost like a record label's proof of concept. Like they know the black sexual woman worked once, so we're just gonna make sure it works again. Well, work twice, let's go for it a third time. Now we're pretty sure it's a pattern, now we're pretty sure it works. And especially when you start talking about race, I often struggle with whether or not it was done, negative things were done out of malice or out of logic with no pathos or ethos. Like, what was it all logic and being like, well, are we acting? So basically the idea of like, does this white person put down black people because they're black, or because putting them down keeps their white family above theirs and they just want to do what's right by their family? Like, I oftentimes go back and forth about which one I think it was. I feel like the record label in this situation, the reason why I bring that up is because, are they actively being racist and trying to keep black women sexualized? Or are they going, I refuse to take a chance on anything that I don't know will work, and I know sexualized black women works, so that's what you got to do. And then the negative effects of that is a black woman growing up and going, well, I didn't see a lot of black doctors, I didn't see a lot of black this, that, or the other, and then, oh, I want to get into music. Well, the only musicians, black musicians that are female that I see that work are sexualized, so I guess it's got to be sexual. And like, because I feel like Doja Cat like is a prime example of like, you guys talking about like her music wasn't really like that before or whatever, and I feel like,
I mean, she has some conscious songs, like they're not all
but like what blew her up was the more sexualized stuff. And I feel like a lot of that has to do with people aren't one thing, they're not even two things, like they're, it's like a pie chart. And I feel like Doja Cat had that slice of her pie that was sexual, so when she tipped into that for what with one of her songs or one of her videos or whatever, that's the one that got picked up. And she's like, well, I'm not going to just not take the chance to, you know, for fame and glory or whatever. So she rode that out and then also tried to still do, you know, what the other parts of her pie chart. And I feel like that's what happens a lot, that you keep trying all these things, but nobody gives you a shot until you do the sexual one. And then that reaffirms that that's the only one that works. And then you're forced to move forward in that way, and that way only.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. My counterpoint to that, which, I mean, I'm not in the industry, so I have no idea, but, you know, it's like, all right, you keep bringing all these people that are sexualized and you're afraid to change it up. That's fine. But, you know, record labels be picking up people left and right. So it's like, you don't always have to look for the next sexual person. Like, you can have that person in your contract for, you know how record labels do. They got you in that shit for at least 3 albums or some shit. I don't know. Depending on who you are. A record label can find somebody, and if they're not trying to spend too much money, but they want to see if this works, they can, you know, give somebody $100,000. Like, that is not being sexual. Tell them to do what they want to do and see if it works. Now, I know that's just greed and, like, how people are, capitalism and shit like that. they're probably not going to give away $100,000 to let a nigga do what they want to do. But it's just kind of like, even if my whole thing about it is, even if you started this with the intent of, you don't know, you're just doing what works, now you're refusing to try anything else, even though it's been shown that it can work. It's just, the only reason it's not is because you're not throwing money at them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just need the money. That's all it is. Like, and so it's just kind of like, it's blatantly, you're just saying, I just don't want to do it. That's what it seems like. And it's just kind of like, all right. And so it makes our people, our women be like, well, that's the only thing that works. And it's like, nah, you know, it is what it is.
I can see where you're kind of coming from, Mikey, but at the end of the day, I think a lot of us are, or not a lot of us, but just me and you think that when it comes to music labels, that they're more empathetic than they actually are. But if you listen to, like, you know, past Black musicians, especially Michael Jackson, like the way Michael Jackson talked about Sony and how they were horrible to Mariah and like a cast of other like Black artists, how they take advantage of them. At the end of the day, they're a business. When it comes to finding, in a business, you want pretty much a business model that will always work. It's a cliche, but sex sells. So if you can find, this sounds really bad, but I want to use the example of like Sweetie, she's an up and coming rapper, I think, from this recent generation of Black female acts. And like, out of the ones that I've listened to their music, like, I feel like art is subjective, so I guess this isn't really bad to say. Like, when it comes to how Megan Thee Stallion is sexualized and how sex is fun, but like, not all her music is about sex and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, when I listen to Sweetie's, and if you don't know who Sweetie is, I think she's also like,
Quavo.
Is it Quavo's, yeah, significant other, girlfriend, possibly wife in the future. She is very gorgeous. She's very sweet, but her music kind of lacks any like oomph to me. So it feels like it's mostly her image, like of a Black woman, that's really selling the music home. And I think sometimes, like, especially when you have a business model going after the lowest common denominator, like Iman was saying, will always get you money. So, like, 9 times out of 10, unless you're fucking crazy as hell, you will always pick the artist who's okay with getting sexualized, because they're going to make you bank off of the artist that, you know, might be like No Name or Missy Elliott, who, like, they're wearing unconventional clothing that you would see in like Black hip hop or Black pop or whatever. They're not really sexualized. They're not really for the male gaze. They probably won't get as much recognition as, you know, your Sweeties or your Doja Cats or your Nicki Minaj's. Like, Nicki Minaj's, like, sexuality is, like, over the top when it comes to it, you know, like, just some of the clothes that she wears and stuff like that in her music videos, the ass shaking and stuff like that. But at the same time, if you really think about it, like, Nicki's, like, very avant-garde performances, like, in her music, combined with that sexuality, is like why she was up there with Wayne and Drake, like, in the early 2000s. You would never see, like, even though I feel like Missy Elliott did kind of break the mold with, like, a lot of songs that she wrote for people, a lot of her own songs, it's just very uncommon to see someone invest in that business model where it's like more about the I guess any kind of art rather than like sexual art when it comes to women.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I that's why, you know, fuck record labels, honestly. I mean, they all say it, everyone says it,
everybody knows it,
but it's just kind of like, it just hurts, you know. It just hurts, like, that's the only way it seems like any traction will get noticed upon our people. But, you know, it is what it is. We can try to change it, and we're going to change it, hopefully. I just don't – it's just a hard time we're living in, guys. That's all I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of things I'm thinking about and a lot of things that are on my mind. So I'm just trying to figure shit out, trying to stay sane.
I feel that.
Yeah, I feel that, yeah.
One other thing, is this just me, or is it like, have you guys ever been with, just ever seen like a couple out, and if it's a black male and a white female, sometimes people are usually like, oh, why is she with him, or like, why is he with her, blah, 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 stuff. But if you flip the script, it's like, if a black female is with a white man, no one bats a eye. It's okay. It's just kind of like, I see you. Okay, I see you, girl. Yeah. But if we do it, if a black male does it, it's like, oh, damn, they're stealing our men, blah, 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 all this stuff. They get so much hate. Like, I feel like Childish got a lot of hate for when he, you know, got his partner pregnant. Because they were like, why her? They were all like, why her? Why he got this white girl, blah, blah, blah. And people were like, oh, yeah, I always knew he was going to be with a white person. It's like, dude, does it even matter? Like, at the end of the day, if they love each other and there's no hate, why is what they look like matter? And why are you hating on him? But if someone else did it, if it was a female against a male, it's like, it's okay. She's cool. She's cool in it. She's doing good.
I don't know that it's always true, because I actually think it depends on who you're listening to. Because I actually think black women tend to say why is this black guy with a white woman? I feel like they tend to say that as well. So that's why.
That's what I'm saying. They do say that. But if they're with a white guy, they're going to be cool. They're not going to say anything about it. But if that's my thing about it. It's like the black male gets criticized. Again, no matter what we do, we're always put down. It's like, okay, we could fight for black rights all at once, but God forbid, if he fights for black rights and he ends up with a white woman, nigga, all hell's going to break loose.
I think the other thing is it ping-pongs back with what we were talking about earlier about, like, the mixing what I was saying earlier about, like, the, at least in America, you know, the center point of, if you check all these boxes of straight, white, middle-aged, male, Christian, all these things. And then, so you have black men who aren't, you know, that ideal, that quote-unquote ideal thing to get the perfect amount of power or whatever, however you want to phrase it. And then you, Adam, were saying earlier about women being subservient. So the woman needs to be trying to step up, because the woman should be trying to step up, a black woman would subconsciously and, you know, based on media and everything, would seem lesser than the white man. But then if you flip the script and you have a black man and a white woman, it gets a little hazier, because based on, you know, that ideal form of whatever the fuck that media tells you, the woman is white, which is quote-unquote a plus, but she's female, which is a quote-unquote a negative. The black man is black, which is quote-unquote a negative, but he's male. So it's harder to see who's climbing up in that scenario. Whereas if you flip the script and she's black and she's a woman, two negatives, but she's with a white guy, two positives. So it seems like they're going up. I think a lot of it has to do with that, like that, the idea of what the people on top have perpetuated to be like, this is the end all, this is the perfect human in society or whatever the fuck.
My thing is, okay, that may be true. I do believe it is true, but why does it have to be in our community? I don't care what other communities are saying right now, like, because right now this is something I feel like needs to be, I feel like we should fix our home base first before we try to fix outward things, because we have to learn to love our people, you know what I'm saying, if we're really going to try to make this shit work. And it just seems like why does that happen? If I'm with a white woman, why is that looked at as a negative to my people? But like you said, it's like, if I'm with a white woman, people are going to look at me and be like, oh, this nigga's doing wrong. Like a black girl's going to be like, I don't like that. It's like, why? First off, why should you care? You should be happy that I'm doing good. And you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I'm making another black baby. It doesn't matter if she's white or nothing. It's like, they're still going to have black in her. There's another person for our team. You know what I'm saying? There should be no hate. It should be all love. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're in this fight together. So if I see a black girl with a white dude, I'm not going to say, why is she with him? I'm going to be like, all right. You know what I'm saying? We should reciprocate that same energy, like, between all of us, regardless of male or female. That's where I'm trying to get at. Like, everybody, fuck what everybody else thinks or what the society thinks or media thinks. It's like, why is that perpetuated in our group?
I honestly don't know. I don't even, I
don't got much to add to that conversation.
I do kind of want to speak on this pretty quickly. I think, with a lot of generational traumas that just black people have gone through, I think that self-hatred has been, like, you know, have you ever heard, like, the kind of like the theory that, like, most people, and this is a theory that kind of like stabilizes, like, some kind of like some tribal and like racist ideas, that most people want to be around people that look like them. Like, black people feel safer when they're around other black people. White people usually feel safer when they're around other white people, just due to the similarity of skin. And that's just, like, not talking about, like, hating someone else's skin, but just finding similarities in someone else and being comfortable with them. I feel like over the years, from even before our ancestors got over here on the boats, black people have been taught numerous times that because of their skin, they are less than, and that there are other people with fair skin who are better than them, who wear, like, that kind of skin color is more socially accepted. So I feel like sometimes, and this goes for both groups, because I've met kind of black women who only date white men and might not realize why, might not realize they're trying to, I don't know, level up their social status, or they're just more popular around white men, or black men who only like white women, and they might not realize that while they love white women, their rhetoric, like the way they talk, is negative towards other black women, their sisters, and their mothers, without even realizing. I've met people like that too. And when you basically teach a group of people to hate their own skin color, I think that it's likely that they won't end up with, like, each other. And, like, honestly, this is just all a preface, but, like, if you look at, like, 1960s, like, when housing projects were started, and then, like, even 1970s, where you're looking at, like, hip-hop and stuff like that, I think kind of, like, hip-hop, in a sense, kind of reinforced some stereotypes, because when you come from an era where, like, the black nuclear family is broken, and that you're told that you're less than and white people are more than, and hip hop is, like, becoming, like, more mainstream. So you're starting to see, like, your first wave of, you know, black celebrities, like, your Run DMCs and stuff like that. Out of this, a lot of the times, because of, like, the racial tension and, like, taboo around, like, white people and black people, I think that because of power structures, black men were the first to, like, heavily date outside of their race, because they had more, I guess, social clout like around this time, because like you're already a man, so you have like more, like, not, I don't want to say rights than women, because they had rights then, but like you have like more social freedom. Like black men still got judged, you know, for dating outside of their race and stuff like that, but it was more acceptable and more likely that it would happen for them just because of their ability to now gain resources to where they can, you know, buy a house in a white neighborhood or something like that. And I think that a lot of the times when you merge that self-hatred combined to with them being the first to date outside of their group, it could be seen as them purposely abandoning like black women to be with what they were taught was better. And if like you don't, if you're still kind of like iffy about like the whole, I guess like mind programming when it comes to like skin color, if you have ever heard of the experiment where they give like kids like baby dolls, and some of the baby dolls are black and some of them are white. Even the black kids were able to delineate, or not delineate, the fact that the black skin was seen as negative, like intrinsically, but that they, you could see from this experiment that they were conditioned at a young age to already believe that black skin was seen as ugly, so they might want to date outside of their race group. And I think just black men coming into economic power first before black women, it's seen kind of as like in those communities, like if you look at the 80s, the 90s, as like race trading kind of. And I think that stigma still sticks to this day. And that's why like Donald, you know, as being pro-black as he is, loving other black artists, has black children, still gets shit, and still people question whether or not he's pro-black because he happened to fall in love with a white woman.
Yeah. I just think we need to, I know this is a lot of like stuff that I just want to happen, but it's, and I know for things to change, it takes time, but it's like a lot of these things are common sense to me. And I get like a lot of people don't have common sense. The majority of the world does not use common sense that I would think that they would use in terms of trying to understand that if we keep fighting ourselves, we're never going to get ahead. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just want that to happen. I feel like it's happening like now, like it's really like I'm seeing it, but it just sucks that we had to do all this shit. And it's like happening during a pandemic. Like we literally had to throw shit and like riot and all that stuff for people to actually really start listening. Cause like this, as we all know, this isn't new. You know what I'm saying? Everything that's happening isn't new, but it took all this shit for it to actually, you know, for them to be like, oh shit, these niggas are serious. Now we have their attention. How are we going to make this work? And I feel like the only way we can do this is if we do this together. And I just want to try to hash out all the stigma that we got going on in the community to be like, listen, guys, this is where we at. We need to learn how to understand each other. Stop blaming this person for that. Stop saying this nigga needs to speak up for that. Listen, we're all in this together. We can do this. Not one nigga needs to do it by themselves. But, you know, that's just my what I want. And I know that it takes a lot more than want. Does anyone else have anything to say on that?
Not specifically. No, but like other than just like in general, they're like, yeah, like I'm with you on like the unity thing. And I think the only other thing I have to say real quick is I feel like more recently I've been noticing like the shit that black women get, and kind of what Kevin was saying earlier about like the feeling of abandonment. I think a lot of that does have to do with like, and also going back to what I was saying earlier about like the status quo for what the perfect human is in America, and how like they have the most, like what Kevin was saying about social clout, that because black men go first in that pecking order, that I could see how, like, a lot of black women might feel like they're going to get left behind then. Like, they might, like, black men might not turn back around and help them out. So I think that has a lot to do with most of the things we were talking about today, that, like, if everybody's fending for themselves, then the farther away you get from that, like, or the farther down that pecking order you get, the less hopeful you're going to feel that someone is going to help you out. And I feel like that's just a lot of where the problems come from. And, like, you're right that, like, we need to make sure we're in this together and fighting together and just moving forward together.
Well, in closing, I just want to say that I feel like in order to take care of the rest of the community, we have to take care of what's home first, which means we have to stop fighting with ourselves. We need to be a unit. We are all one black, beautiful family. Or at least we should be. Tell me your thoughts. And remember to follow us at the Neon Black Pod. Thank you, and have a lovely night. And remember, the most important color in the box is neon black.